This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Bad Company by Jack Higgins. Read by Jonathan Oliver.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dauncey Village, West Sussex, 2002. Chapter 1. It was raining when they buried Kate Rashid, Countess of Loch Dhu. A rain that swept in across Dauncey Village like a solid curtain, sending people hurrying for the shelter of the church. They were all there, the great and the good, to say farewell, their cars blocking the high street. General Charles Ferguson's Daimler had just arrived. He sat there in the rear with Sean Dillon, who took a silver flask from his inside pocket, swallowed a little Bushmills whisky, and lit a cigarette. "Are we gone, Anne?"
"No," Ferguson said.
"Then why are we here?"
"Yeah, it's the civilized thing to do, Dillon. It's a great story, after all. The world's richest woman crashing into the sea off the English coast at the controls of her own plane. Her cousin Rupert mysteriously disappeared." He leaned back. "You couldn't improve on it if it was a made-for-television movie."
Dillon took another swig from his flask. "I've said it before, but it's the cold-blooded bastard yard..."